We have for you a very long presentation on Benny. You might have to use your imagination a little bit today. You're going to have to envision Benny. If you've never seen Benny, he now wears white suits, Nehru jackets, actually, that button all the way up to the top with the collar, you know, the Nehru collar, and his just spanky linen clothes and silk suits and his Bonfi shoes. And he looks all spanky, and he's got his perfect haircut. You're going to have to imagine him at work at his crusades, where he literally just blows on people, knocks them down. There'll be people falling all over the stage. He'll jump at people, ha! And they'll fall down. He'll wave his hand, and entire rows of people will fall down. Most people attribute it to simply the power of suggestion. I would like to suggest it's that or a demonic presence, because this guy's a false teacher. It can't be of God. It can't be. God does not work through somebody like this performing miracles like this. Just doesn't happen. Now, he'll use evil people, but not for the preaching of his word. Not when it's a polluted version. Now, he might use a preacher who isn't saved as long as the guy's preaching straight. This guy, what he preaches, is not good. And one of the clips that we're going to hear today is from Inside Edition. Back in 1993, Benny Hinn was investigated by Inside Edition when Bill O'Reilly was on Inside Edition. Da-da-da! Everything was very da-da-da! Very urgent. Coming up next on Inside Edition. Da-da-da! So Bill O'Reilly and the fellow that works for him did an investigative report on Benny Hinn, and Benny Hinn got busted big time. You're going to hear it. And he says we have an interview also with him, with Pat Robertson, where he says, I repent. I shouldn't have done it. I'm going to change my ways. When we check in with Ole from the Trinity Foundation down there in Dallas, we'll find out if indeed Benny Hinn has changed his ways. But you're going to need to use your imagination as you imagine Benny taking his coat and using his, he takes off his white linen jacket, and he, slings it around like a cape and knocks people over with it. He'll throw his coat at people and they'll fall over from it because he's giving them a fresh anointing, slaying them in the spirit. So use your imagination, because a lot of this is going on while people are talking. Nonetheless, I think we have it edited to the point where even though this was prepared for TV mostly, you will be able to get it here on the radio. So here we go. Let's go visit Benny, today's false teacher.
Preachers who live in big homes and drive big cars are to re-examine their calling.
Did you hear that, by the way? I don't know if you heard that clearly. This was after he got busted by Inside Edition. Ta-da-da! Preachers, well, here, I'll do it again for you.
Preachers who live in big homes and drive big cars are to re-examine their calling.
Oh, so he had a penitent moment. They really should examine their calling. And by the way, he did. Benny Hinn did examine himself and his lifestyle. He sold his $100,000 Mercedes-Benz in 1994, I believe, and instead bought a $57,000 BMW.
Trouble is, Benny Hinn is a fake, a dangerous fake. What he does is prey on the sick, the desperate, and the gullible.
I'm very, very much a man. I've never claimed to be a messiah or anyone special.
Okay, hear that? He never claimed to be a messiah or anyone special. Is that right?
I'm a little messiah walking on earth, in other words.
The information is so explosive that church lawyers tell us that public release could lead to, and we are quoting, the destruction of the ministry.
And I've heard my share of things I've said that were stupid.
If the Lord had television today, he'd use it.
This Palestinian-born preacher man is just a shameless salesman selling false hope.
But don't mention people's names on your radio program and your TV program thinking you're doing God's service. You're not. You stink, Frankie.
Benny Hinn is a false teacher.
That's the way I think about it.
My question is, Jesus never asked for money. Why do you?
Well, Jesus didn't have a TV program.
That's right. Jesus didn't have a TV program. Funny you'd bring that up, Benny. I wonder how many other things that you do that Jesus wouldn't do because you have a TV program. I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. These people are ripping off and bilking millions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. According to the report that we have from the Trinity Foundation, 55% of these people are elderly women. The pool that they dip into, about 5 million people who are vulnerable to their preaching. Another 35% is made up of what we call the desperation pool. These are the poorest and neediest members of society. Those whose child has AIDS, whose spouse has cancer, those about to be homeless, those who are experiencing the worst kinds of suffering. Some are so needy that they often send in their food stamps or their wedding rings. The remaining 10% are those who might be classified as upper middle class who want a spiritual justification for their greed. This isn't funny. I mean, we laugh at the ridiculousness of what they're saying, but the result isn't funny at all. What you're going to be hearing in the next couple of hours are people who said they went to the Benny Hinn convention to get healed, thought they did, went off their medication. That went over real well. Somebody's died from this. In fact, I know of a situation like this in the Twin Cities where the preacher said, oh, you don't need that. You need to trust Jesus for your healing. Dead. Leaving a spouse and children. It's not funny. These guys put a spin to Christianity that makes it doubly hard to witness to people. You're Benny Hinn, Christian, born-again friend. You're Benny to a lot of people. You walk up to people and say, hey, I want to talk to you about Jesus. They go, oh, yeah, I know all about you people. No thanks. False Teacher Tuesday continues with one that I think is one of the biggest rip-off artists of our day. Benny Hinn. False Teacher Tuesday is the day. Benny Hinn is our guest of honor.
When the power flows, it flows. Just don't walk in front of the cameras.
Hey, we gotta let the spirit move, always being mindful of the nice camera angle.
God's power is all over. Now, don't touch that set. Somebody was about to switch me off. Don't do that.
Just kidding.
He is America's latest hot TV preacher, claiming God cures deadly disease through him, and his ministry is taking in millions. But is Pastor Benny Hinn really a gift from God? Inside Edition, straight ahead. But first, an Inside Edition investigation. He is a high school dropout who heads a ministry that's taking in more than $15 million a year.
Hold that phone there, Bill O'Reilly. This was back in 1993 is what you're listening to. This is the Inside Edition expose that you think would have brought Benny Hinn's ministry down to its knees. Oh, contraire. He went from $15 million a year, now he's doing $89 million a year. He played semi-penitent on Pat Robertson's show, went on Praise the Lord program, said that what he was doing was wrong. Don't ever recall him actually saying, I'm sorry, I was wrong, I need to be forfeiting my ministry because I have shamed the name of Jesus Christ. None of that. But nonetheless, his little routine helped him double his revenues the next year. Unbelievable. Here's the Inside Edition report.
He is TV preacher Benny Hinn, and he says God heals the sick through him. And thousands are believing. We sent Steve Wilson to investigate.
Jesus is still in the healing business. There's one, two, three.
Nobody gets the faithful out of their wheelchairs these days any faster than Benny Hinn. And when Pastor Benny comes to town, no civic center is big enough. Not in Philadelphia the other day, not in Houston the month before, not in Long Beach, California the month before that. At every stop from coast to coast, thousands who want a free seat can't even get in the doors. And what do they come for? Many come to be healed because they believe Pastor Benny when he shouts,
people, everybody here can be healed tonight.
These two cured of AIDS?
My Jesus has destroyed AIDS. He destroyed it.
All right, Benny claims to have cured two people of AIDS. Now, this is where it's not funny at all. So these people leave the little convention, wherever, whatever civic center they happen to be in, thinking that they're cured of AIDS by Pastor Benny. I wonder who they slept with. following the big convention. Funny? Not at all.
Man who came in unbearable pain after five back operations.
No pain. He's been healed miraculously.
I think I should go to Benny. Sorry, got a bad back today again.
I got power tonight.
And those who don't need a healing. Those who don't need a healing come for a fresh blessing, hoping
anointed.
They'll be lucky enough to get herded onto the stage so that TV preacher Benny Hinn can share his special anointing by slinging his suit coat at them. It has got to be the greatest spectacle in religion today.
Thank you for the anointing. I'm feeling something in my hands.
If he could heal, if what he's saying is true, why in God's name isn't he at the AIDS centers? Why isn't he at the children's cancer ward going through and healing those innocent children? But he's marketing miracles, and that's what's so evil.
And who can market anything these days without TV? Benny's own TV crews cover each crusade like a major sporting event. Then daily highlights are beamed to millions of television viewers around the world.
God has just healed her!
Healed her of what, Pastor?
Polio!
Now, you say you've never been to a Benny Hinn miracle crusade?
Mark this well. That woman was just healed of polio. This is an important point to remember as we continue with the Inside Edition report on Benny Hinn. A woman got healed of polio, got out of her chair and started walking. Wow. It's on TV. They're falling down. It must be so. Uh-huh. It's funny because it's so ridiculous. I mean, you have to laugh at it. It's funny. The result of it, however, is not. Benny Hinn raking in $85, $86 million a year from poor people who think that they're going to get healed. Let's go back to the Inside Edition report. Now, remember, we picked where we left this off. This is Bill O'Reilly from Inside Edition in 1993. A woman even got healed of polio.
Have you been to the movies lately? Benny Hinn was a role model Steve Martin was watching before he starred in Leap of Faith.
He does a little thing where he goes, they're sort of standing there, reeling, and he goes up and goes, and he blows them in there.
Arsenio Hall Show.
I can hardly stand.
He'll cause a whole audience to faint. He just goes like this, and they all faint.
Okay, now how does he do that?
Well, that's the question.
Ha, ha, ha.
It's either the power of the Lord or the power of suggestion.
Again, and again, and again, and again.
Pick it, brother.
It's not always easy, but for Pastor Benny, sooner or later, nobody's too big to fall for the Lord. This woman who said she had polio and would never walk again, she and her friends say she just climbed out of her wheelchair and walked.
It's a miracle. It's unbelievable.
Pastor Benny knows it's great TV, but does he care if these healings are genuine?
He refuses to be challenged. He refuses to be tested.
And take a look at what happened when we tried to raise a few questions with the good reverend.
We're with Inside Edition, and
let me just explain what's going on, because this is a TV program you're listening to. They try to catch up with him in an airport. Leaving an airport. He's wearing a camel hair jacket, kind of a dark brown one, with the collar up all the way around his neck, and his hair was perfect, like a werewolf of London. And he's walking out of the airport, and this fellow, this reporter, whoever his name is, from Inside Edition, is trying to get to him because he is surrounded by really big, beefy guys.
Don't touch me, please.
Pastor Hinn, this was the ugly scene at the Philadelphia airport the other day. We were here to question the pastor when he stepped off a plane because that man, who controls the ministry's financial matters, blocked all our efforts to do a sit-down interview.
The image is you've got a bunch of thugs around you who don't want anybody getting close to it because you don't want to face any questions.
Benny finally bolted through a security door, setting off an alarm and a police panic while the preacher's people got in their last licks.
If you push me one more time, I'm going to have you arrested.
What happened at the airport deeply upsets me. What the man did was wrong.
Let me tell you what's really troubling about that little clip of Benny Hinn apologizing. I believed it. Only problem is we're going to be hearing later from the Trinity Foundation. Benny hasn't changed a whit. He apologized for his theology, hasn't changed it a jot. He apologized for the the ridiculousness, the ridiculous displays of healing hasn't changed it a diddle. Mm.
But this is what it took before he realized we were serious, and so were our questions. Only then did he finally agree to sit still for a candid conversation. He also promised to provide, and he eventually gave us, anything we wanted to produce this story. When he calls Rise and Be Healed, in the rush, who knows if the healings are genuine. But the benefits to Benny are certainly genuine. His total take last year just from book royalties, about $500,000. It pays the bills at his $700,000 house with a screened-in swimming pool on a golf course in a walled community in Florida. He says he lives there for the security. Mm-hmm. He also drives home a church salary big enough to just about cover the cost of his shiny new Mercedes. He says his church paychecks totaled another $116,000 last year.
Paid to you by a hand-picked board, all but one of which work for you or related to you.
So you want me to drive a Honda?
Benny wants you to know he donates lots of his money back to his own church. But when others dig deep to donate money to his ministry, all they want in return is a prayer. Many write the miracle they need on the envelope that contains their donation, and Benny promises to pray for them. The money is always removed and hauled off to the bank. But where did we find a number of prayer requests left on the floor for the trash man to sweep away? This woman's prayer request was one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
I found it.
About a 70-some-year-old woman.
With the envelope ripped open.
Gave money with the prayer request. Devastated.
We're not talking about one or two. Give me favor with employment. Help me with a financial question. Help me get out of debt. I give you my last $20 in this morning session. The money is gone. The prayer request is on the floor waiting for the garbage
can. I do not know about that. All I know is whoever is responsible for leaving these prayer requests behind in Houston will be fired.
Genuine, sincere, believable lies.
But Benny doesn't need any proof to still believe in miracles, like the claim that these three are healed of AIDS.
You put them on television. Have you ever seen a blood test?
I do know that there are individuals.
Have you ever seen a blood test?
No.
Who had the AIDS? Burn every bit of it. Burn every bit of it in Jesus' name.
We check it the best we know how, really.
You don't check it at all, Pastor. There's only one way to tell. If somebody has AIDS.
Oh, they have to go back to the doctor and check it.
And you haven't seen a single blood test. So how well can you...
I can't answer that.
So next Saturday night, who are they in bed with? Thinking they don't have AIDS, they can't reinfect anybody else. Have you done those people they sleep with any good?
I have given my life to help people. I'm not perfect.
She's a victim of brain cancer.
This is
her family has driven her hundreds of miles for the cancer to be healed tonight.
Every bit of it goes. Satan, you lost this one and you'll never get it back again.
3 weeks later, while Benny was running and rerunning the miracle on TV, she was still sure x-rays would show no cancer. But we were there when she went for further tests. She has not been healed. Her kind of terminal cancer has never been known to just disappear.
You say...
I'm told by my staff, this lady had this, it's gone.
But there's no way you can know if that's true.
Well, not with all of them.
Not with most of them.
No, not with all of them.
Not with most of them.
Well, that's your opinion.
That lady Benny is calling down from the choir didn't call her doctor either. Before she went home and put away her heart medicine because Benny told her God had healed her.
You don't plan to take it?
No. No, I've got a healing from the Lord. No.
Look. It's not my job to call their doctor.
All things are possible.
A lot of the healings sound incredible, and sometimes nobody in the place seems more stunned than Pastor Benny.
Not funny, is it? People not taking their medicine, thinking that they're healed of terminal cancer, and they go to their doctor. Not done yet. Remember the woman who had polio, who was in the wheelchair, who got healed? Wait till you hear the conclusion of the Inside Edition report on Benny Hinn. It's False Teacher Tuesday on Talk the Walk. Let's finish up with the Inside Edition report on Pastor Benny Hinn. They're doing an expose about 10 years ago revealing what a charlatan he truly is. Don't forget, here comes the culmination of the story. Benny healed a woman in a wheelchair who had polio. Wow.
But no matter how incredible the cure, he will use them on his TV show, This Is Your Day, without even checking back with the individual for verification. Anybody could make up anything.
Someday somebody's going to do that. And what are you going to say then?
I don't know. I can't tell you now. It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yes, it has. Remember that woman supposedly cured of polio? Pastor Benny knows it made for a great episode of his TV show. He knows it probably helped squeeze even bigger donations from his flock. But there's something he doesn't know.
Pastor, Steve, all I know is...
Pastor. Let me say something.
Go ahead.
That woman works for us. Woman doesn't have polio, never did.
Then why did you say she had?
We put her up there to see if he could tell her story was not true. To see if it would matter. To see if he would ever check.
And you sat right here and told me a few moments ago, we never put him on television unless we check. You never called that woman. You never called her doctor. You did no checking whatsoever.
Busted.
Well, she was one we missed.
And speaking of missed, who missed the truth about this woman who claimed to be born profoundly deaf, unable to hear a word?
And now you can hear me.
Yes.
There was plenty of time to thoroughly check her story before publishing his latest book, but apparently nobody bothered.
In your book, the last chapter, it says Candace Brousseau was born profoundly deaf in both ears.
Correct.
But Candy's doctor, Howard House, he's treated her more than 35 years, and he knows Benny's claim in the book is simply not true.
She was born with a very severe hearing loss. She was not born deaf.
Lord, if people attack this book, let it sell more.
If there's a mistake, he promises to correct it in the next printing.
In Jesus' mighty name now.
So, Benny, is it faith or is it fraud?
I'm still a human being like you. Made many mistakes, big ones, and will still make mistakes. But I really want to do better. I really want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is the pastor repentant? Ole Anthony, the head of a Christian watchdog group, thinks Benny Hinn has been caught up in an evil system and may be sincere when he says he'll make changes as a result of our investigation. Meantime, the Trinity Foundation is anxious to hear from anyone who thinks they've been victimized by a preacher. Their toll-free number is 1-800-229-8428, 1-800-229-8428.
Benny Hinn expose revealing that, well, he doesn't check. People get healed. And he never goes to verify. And then, but he, what, okay, fine. Maybe he doesn't have time. But what he does then is he takes them and he puts them on TV. They didn't get healed. The one was an actress pretending to have polio. Apparently, Benny doesn't have the spiritual gift of discernment, which doesn't really exist. So Benny doesn't have the gift to know who actually needs healing and who doesn't. He just pretends to heal them under the power of suggestion or something demonic. And then throws them on TV and asks you for Do, Re, Mi, bringing in $86 million last year, driving fancy cars, wearing fancy clothes, with bodyguards all over the place. I gotta tell you, a pastor with bodyguards? I wonder if Chuck Swindoll has bodyguards. Chuck Swindoll must be one of the, if not the one, the top five for sure, most popular preachers in evangelical Christianity today. He would be what you would call a Christian celebrity. Can you imagine him with bodyguards? He'd laugh at the suggestion. I know he would. Can you imagine John MacArthur with bodyguards? Huge ministry. Why is it that these people who seem to be into prosperity, into health and healings, require bodyguards? Isn't that really for pop stars? Well, maybe people really, really like them and they want to get to them. Well, I'm sure that they would love to talk to those people. Or is it possible that they're afraid for their lives? Is that it? Is that what's going on? People who say, hey, you've had yourself a healing or you can get yourself healed and it doesn't happen and a loved one falls ill or dies or has been tricked and heartbroken. You don't suppose it's possible that somebody like that might require a bodyguard? There's a little tip for you. You got a pastor with a bodyguard? Something's not right. Here's another one that concerns me. I'm not going to be dogmatic about this one. But a pastor with cufflinks always bugs me. I don't know what it is about a pastor with cufflinks. I always look and think, aren't buttons, don't they work for you? Why do you need cufflinks? There's something rather affected about that, but I'm not going to be all that dogmatic about the cufflink thing. Coming up, more Benny Hinn. Amazing clips, amazing sound from the false teacher of the day, Benny Hinn, on Talk the Walk.